Are you feeling a bit stressed or maybe overwhelmed? Well, I'm going to share 7 strategies to help you. This week's 3 words, manage your stress.
Welcome to the 3-Word Podcast with author, speaker, and life coach, Lisa Thal.
Well, welcome to the 3-Word Podcast. I'm so glad you're here this week. I'm your host, Lisa Thal. And each week I share my thoughts on 3-Word topics. 3-Word topics that perhaps you could use in your next sales meeting. So this week I received a private message from a listener, and they were asking me advice on, Lisa, how do you manage stress? And I thought about the topic, and of course, everybody has stress in their life, right? But the topic, I think, something that if you're not experiencing today, you will maybe experience in the future. So let's think about stress. Is it short-term stress? Is it long-term stress? I started kind of wrapping my head around it. But either way, here's what we got to do. We have to find a way to manage it because stress is going to come into our life. I mean, there's big stressors, right? You lose your job, you get a divorce, you have an illness. And these are major things. You're selling your house, you're buying a house. There's a lot of major stressors, but not a lot of people are addressing the daily stresses, the day-to-day stress that gets to us. And that's feeling like out of control, right? So we want to find a way to manage the daily stress. And why is that important? Because the countless studies have proven the impact stress has on us emotionally and physically. So what's the best way to managing stress? Again, maintaining that mental and that physical health, because practical stress management techniques, they can transform your daily life. If we can find a way just to pick 1 or 2 strategies, you're going to be better each day. So I'm going to share 7 strategies and maybe give you a little tip with each strategy. And if there's one that connects to you, use that one. Maybe there's a few you'll use, but try to incorporate at least one of these strategies to understanding why you're getting stressed and how do you manage the stress. So here's the first one I want you to think about. And these are things I typically go through. Mindfulness and meditation. Again, meditation gets sometimes a negative connotation, but it's literally being mindful. It's a powerful tool just to calm yourself in the moment. When you're mindful, you meditate, it helps you focus. It helps you focus on the present moment without accepting judgment on yourself and just sort of letting that stress go. So here's a tip I have for you. Start with a few minutes each morning where you're just taking some deep breaths, like an exhale. Might be when you're drinking your coffee, just sitting quietly on the couch, just clearing that mind. Okay, what if meditation isn't for you? Here's one for you. Physical activity. It is proven that exercise benefits your physical and your mental state. It relieves stress. It relieves tension. Even going for a 10-minute walk. You don't have to run a marathon. Just get up, go for a walk around the office, just to kind of get away from it, relieve the stress. Again, incorporate activities you enjoy. Yoga, dancing, even do a little dance routine. If you need to get up out of your chair and just start dancing, just to get that pent-up stress, release it. Make this a part of your daily routine. All right, tip number 3. It's all about our sleep. This is really important. Establish a consistent sleep routine because here's what we know. Quality sleep is really crucial for stress management. And a lack of sleep, it can cause more stress. And you think, I'm going to catch up on my sleep on the weekend. It just doesn't work that way. And this includes screen time. Try to have a timeline where you put your phone down and you just go to sleep. So here's a tip for you. Try to aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Maintain a consistent sleep schedule. So try to go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, because you're setting a rhythm for yourself. All right, here's another one. You have to develop a time management skills. Again, this is all about how we mismanage our time and it builds up stress. You have these deadlines, you can't get to it. You're not properly planning, you're not organized, and it feels chaotic and stressful. So here's a tip for you. Prioritize your tasks, set realistic goals for yourself, and delegate every time you have a chance. And here's another little tip. Just learn to say no. And some of you, it's hard to say no or just not now. You've got to look at your priority list each day and go, is this a priority for me or do I need to delay it? All right, here's another tip for you. How can I manage stress? And this one's really important. You have to build a support network. Having that solid group of coworkers or friends They buffer against stress. Sharing your concerns, maybe it's a family member, of how you're feeling, it just gives you that outlet, right? You don't want to keep that loop going on in your brain because that causes more stress on your body. So here's a tip. Find and cultivate positive, supportive relationships. And if you don't have that trust circle of friends, just seek counseling. Most insurance companies have a mental wellness experts that are available to you. Just tap into them. Okay, what's another tip that can help you manage that daily stress? Just engage in relaxation techniques. And what do I mean by that? I mean, just deep breathing, like, that's it. You just do that and you can feel the stress get reduced. Again, you've got to learn how to deep breathe or visualize yourself being calm. If you can't do deep breathing, have in your mind where I am reducing stress right now. So what's a tip you can do? I would recommend setting time for relaxation every day. Even if it's before you are at your desk getting ready to start your day, you're like, few deep breaths in and out, few deep breaths in and out, and then you go to your tasks. Okay, what's another daily tip for you? You've got to limit your stimulants and distractors. And what do I mean by that? I like caffeine, but I don't drink caffeine all day long. Again, caffeine, screen time, especially like I said before going to bed, can increase your stress levels and interfere with your sleep. So what's a tip you can do here? Just reduce your caffeine or do half and half. Half caffeine, half regular. And then put a technology curfew in. Again, don't look at your phone maybe 1 hour before you go to bed. Again, there's 7 tips I shared today, and maybe all 7 don't work, but there's one that you could apply to yourself each day. So deciding to fuel your body with nutritious foods, hydrating, maybe avoiding procrastination, finding time for hobbies, spending time with friends and family, entertainment, opportunities, those all help you manage the stress and gives you outlets. Remember, stress management is this process. All of us go through it. Sometimes it's short term, sometimes it's long term, but we've got to build these habits to dedicating time and energy towards managing our stress. And sometimes it just starts with like these small little changes, right? These gradual little integrated strategies that I've shared today that just make you feel more comfortable about your life. But the most important thing is this, just start. Again, these stress reduction strategies can improve your overall well-being and help you have a better quality of life. And remember that maybe if these tips don't all work for you, seek professional assistance. It's okay. If stress is overwhelming you, get support from a therapist, a counselor, or a life coach. They can help personalize and guide you to managing stress in a more effective way. And I'm going to leave you with one final tip on how you can manage your daily stress. You have to approach it this way, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time. So I'd love to know how you manage your daily stress. If you would, please share it if you know someone could benefit from today's episode, or if there's a topic you'd like me to discuss, private message me. But thank you so much for joining the 3-Word Podcast.
Find more episodes and get the book at 3wordmeetings.com.